Promoting Circumcision of the Heart. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Jasher. And the sons of Ishmael, who had bought Joseph from the Midianites, who had bought him from his brethren, went to Egypt with Joseph. And they came upon the borders of Egypt. And when they came near unto Egypt, they met four men of the sons of Medan, the son of Abraham, who had gone forth from the land of Egypt on their journey. And the Ishmaelites said unto them, Do you desire to purchase this slave from us? And they said, Deliver him over to us. And they delivered Joseph over to them, and they beheld him, that he was a very comely youth, and they purchased him for 20 shekels. And the Ishmaelites continued their journey to Egypt. And the Midianim also returned that day to Egypt. And the Midianim said to each other, Behold, we have heard that Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, seeketh a good servant who shall stand before him and attend him, and to make him an overseer over his house and all belonging to him. Now, therefore, come, let us sell him to him for what he may desire, if he be able to give unto us that which we require for him. And these Midianim went and came to the house of Potiphar, and said unto him, We have heard that thou seekest a good servant to attend thee. Behold, we have a servant that will please thee, if thou canst give unto us that which we may desire, and we will sell him unto thee. And Potiphar said, Bring him before me, and I will see him. And if he please me, I will give unto you that which you may require for him. And the Midianim went and brought Joseph and placed him before Potiphar. And he saw him, and he pleased him exceedingly. And Potiphar said unto them, Tell me, what will you require for this youth? And they said, 400 pieces of silver we desire for him. And Potiphar said, I will give it to you, if you bring me the record of his sale to you, and will tell me his history, for perhaps he may be stolen. For this youth is neither a slave nor the son of a slave, but I observe in him the appearance of a goodly and handsome person. And the Midianim went and brought unto him the Ishmaelites who had sold him to them. And they told him, saying, He is a slave, and we sold him to them. And Potiphar heard the words of the Ishmaelites in his giving the silver to the Midianim. And the Midianim took the silver and went on their journey. And the Ishmaelites also returned home. And Potiphar took Joseph and brought him to his house, that he might serve him. And Joseph found favor in the sight of Potiphar. And he placed confidence in him, and made him overseer over his house. And all that belonged to him he delivered over into his hand. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a prosperous man. And the Lord blessed the house of Potiphar for the sake of Joseph. And Potiphar left all that he had in the hand of Joseph. And Joseph was one that caused things to come in and to go out, and everything was regulated by his wish in the house of Potiphar. And Joseph was 18 years old, a youth with beautiful eyes and of comely appearance, and like unto him was not in the whole land of Egypt. At that time, whilst he was in his master's house, going in and out of the house and attending his master, Zelicah, his master's wife, lifted up her eyes toward Joseph, and she looked at him, and behold, he was a youth comely and well-favored. And she coveted his beauty in her heart, and her soul was fixed upon Joseph, and she enticed him day after day. And Zelicah persuaded Joseph daily, but Joseph did not lift up his eyes to behold his master's wife. And Zelicah said unto him, How goodly are thy appearance and form! Truly I have looked at all the slaves, and have not seen so beautiful a slave as thou art. And Joseph said unto her, Surely he who created me in my mother's womb created all mankind. And she said unto him, How beautiful are thine eyes with which thou hast dazzled all the inhabitants of Egypt, men and women. And he said unto her, How beautiful they are whilst they are alive, but shouldst thou behold them in the grave, surely thou wouldst move away from them. And she said unto him, How beautiful and pleasing are all thy words. Take now, I pray thee, the harp which is in the house, and play with thy hands, and let us hear thy words. And he said unto her, How beautiful and pleasing are my words when I speak the praise of my God and his glory. And she said unto him, How very beautiful is the hair of thy head. Behold, the golden comb which is in the house. Take it, I pray thee, and curl the hair of thy head. And he said unto her, How long wilt thou speak these words? Cease to utter these words to me, and rise, attend to thy domestic affairs. And she said unto him, There is no one in my house, and there is nothing to attend to but thy words and to thy wish. Yet, notwithstanding all this, she could not bring Joseph unto her, neither did he place his eye upon her, but directed his eyes below to the ground. And Zelicah desired Joseph in her heart that he should lie with her. And at the time that Joseph was sitting in the house doing his work, Zelicah came and sat before him, and she enticed him daily with her discourse to lie with her, or even to look at her, but Joseph would not hearken to her. And she said unto him, If thou wilt not do according to my words, I will chastise thee with the punishment of death, and put an iron yoke upon thee. And Joseph said unto her, Surely God who created man looseth the fetters of prisoners, and it is he who will deliver me from thy prison and from thy judgment. And when she could not prevail over him to persuade him, and her soul being still fixed upon him, her desire threw her into a grievous sickness. And all the women of Egypt came to visit her, and they said unto her, Why art thou in this declining state? Thou lackest nothing. Surely thy husband is a great and esteemed prince in the sight of the king. Shouldst thou lack anything of what thy heart desireth? And Zelicah answered them, saying, This day shall it be made known to you whence this disorder springs in which you see me. And she commanded her maidservants to prepare food for all the women. And she made a banquet for them, and all the women ate in the house of Zelicah. And she gave them knives to peel the citrons to eat them. And she commanded that they should dress Joseph in costly garments, and that he should appear before them. And Joseph came before their eyes, and all the women looked at Joseph, and could not take their eyes off him. And they all cut their hands with the knives that they had in their hands, and all the citrons that were in their hands were filled with blood. And they knew not what they had done, but continued to look at the beauty of Joseph, and did not turn their eyelids from him. And Zelicah saw what they had done, and she said unto them, What is this work you have done? Behold, I gave you citrons to eat, and you have all cut your hands. And all the women saw their hands, and behold, they were full of blood, and the blood flowed upon their garments. And they said unto her, This slave in your house has overcome us, and we could not turn our eyelids from him on account of his beauty. And she said unto them, Surely this has happened to you in the moment that you looked at him, and you could not contain yourselves from him. How then can I refrain when he is constantly in my house, and I see him day after day going in and out of my house? How then can I keep from declining, or even from perishing on account of this? And they said unto her, Thy words are true, for who can see this beautiful form in the house, and refrain from him? And is he not thy slave and attendant in thy house? And why dost thou not tell him that which is in thy heart, and sufferest thy soul to perish through this matter? And she said unto them, I am daily endeavoring to persuade him, and he will not consent to my wishes. And I promised him everything that is good, and yet I could meet with no return from him. I am therefore in a declining state, as you see. And Zelicah became very ill on account of her desire toward Joseph, and she was desperately lovesick on account of him. And all the people of the house of Zelicah and her husband knew nothing of this matter, that Zelicah was ill on account of her love to Joseph. And all the people of her house asked her, saying, Why art thou ill and declining, and lackest nothing? And she said unto them, I know not this thing that is daily increasing upon me. And all the women and her friends came daily to see her, and they spoke with her. And she said unto them, This can only be through the love of Joseph. And they said unto her, Entice him, and seize him secretly. Perhaps he may hearken to thee, and put off this death from thee. And Zelicah became worse from her love to Joseph, and she continued to decline, till she had scarce strength to stand. And on a certain day Joseph was doing his master's work in the house. And Zelicah came secretly and fell suddenly upon him. And Joseph rose up against her, and he was more powerful than she. And he brought her down to the ground. And Zelicah wept on account of the desire of her heart toward him. And she supplicated him with weeping, and her tears flowed down her cheeks. And she spoke to him in a voice of supplication and bitterness of soul, saying, Hast thou ever seen or known of so beautiful a woman as I am, or better than myself, who speak daily unto thee, fall into a decline through love for thee, confer all this honor upon thee, and still thou wilt not hearken to my voice? And if it be through fear of thy master, lest he punish thee, as the king liveth, no harm shall come to thee from thy master through this thing. Now therefore, pray, listen to me, and consent for the sake of the honor which I have conferred upon thee, and put off this death from me, and why should I die for thy sake? And she ceased to speak. And Joseph answered her, saying, Refrain from me, and leave this matter to my master. Behold, my master knoweth not what there is with me in the house. For all that belongeth to him he has delivered into my hand. And how shall I do these things in my master's house? For he hath also greatly honored me in his house, and he hath also made me overseer over his house. And he hath exalted me, and there is no one greater in his house than I am. And my master hath refrained nothing from me except thee, who art his wife. How then now canst thou speak these words unto me? And how can I do this great evil and sin to God and to thy husband? Now therefore, refrain from me, and speak no more such words as these, for I will not hearken to thy words. But Zelicah would not hearken to Joseph when he spoke these words unto her, but she daily enticed him to listen to her. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Jasher.